talking about a home, talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said a home,
talking about a home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
I don't want no town like the old town. Even when the miles are many, I feel like I'm still around. Deep inside me, like a rain through an old tree. There's something about a Sunday when I'm gone that keeps me turning home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was David Nail with Turning Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to our show producer, Sarah Lamb, for coming up with today's home theme song. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Design's Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 25th through the 27th at the new Gilliard Center in beautiful downtown Charleston. Well, we've got a great show lined up for you today. Today's radio show is coming to you from Swift Appliance in Mount Pleasant, and we'll be talking with Carrie Cobb with Swift Appliance, also Tom Werner with Charleston Plank Floors, Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, interior designer Lauren Messina with Lauren Messina Interior Design, and also Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Swift Appliance. And Swift Appliance is located at 625 Johnny Dodds Boulevard in Mount Pleasant, next to Firehouse Subs and Pivotal Fitness. And now we're talking with Carrie Cobb with Swift Appliance. How are you doing, Carrie?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
Awesome.
Carrie, take a moment and tell everybody about Swift Appliance.
All right. Swift Appliance, we're here and we have two locations, one in Mount Pleasant and one in Merle's Inlet. We're a family-owned business. Owned by Nancy Swift, but keep it very personal, an independent dealer offering several different appliances from onesie twosies to whole house packages. Mm-hmm. And just a locally owned family business.
What's the, some people think bigger is better. You know, you go to a big box store and you're going to get a better deal on your appliances. Because they must have volume pricing and get discounts and so
right.
forth.
Right.
What do you say to someone who might have that mindset?
We actually, all of our prices are market driven. So we competitively match prices for the big box stores, Lowe's, Home Depot, and some of the others. But what we try to do is differentiate ourselves from what we can offer customers that they're not able to, and that's the personal service that we offer. Our own in-house installations, from basic, refrigeration to new construction remodels, whether it be cabinet modifications or cutting countertops, but actually offer the customer something specific that they can't get from just walking into one of those stores. And we make sure that our sales staff is knowledgeable as well as our installation crew, so we can, you know, really customize what a customer is looking for to their individual needs and not just offer a big showroom full of product and you know, and follow up with the knowledge of what needs to, you know, what they need to know about what they're buying.
What, when you say custom installation, can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Absolutely. You know, we can do anything from a dishwasher, washer and dryer, pretty basic installations, but we can also look at retrofitting cabinets, countertops, duct work, electrical work to, you know, upgrade a kitchen to some of the newest and innovative products that are out there. So we can, you know, work with, you know, and we see as the housing market starts to get older and cabinets are a little bit older and maybe deteriorating or need modifications, that we can actually offer that service.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that the custom installation, am I correct in saying Nancy's husband used to be a general contractor?
He did. And that's where he can, you know, I always tell customers he has the ability to do anything, you know, and not have to get several different subcontractors involved, you know, whether it be with his construction background, whether it have to be, you know, if there's some damage to flooring or cabinets that need to be cut, or if it requires him staining, you know, to do a filler strip for cabinetry work and match it to the existing cabinets. He's just well-rounded in that he has the ability to really, you know, we offer the in-home consultation before a customer actually purchases a product, that Andy can go out, take a look at it, and let the customer know what they're actually getting involved to until, you know, without them having to make a financial commitment and purchasing a real expensive kitchen package or even a single appliance. He can, you know, give them a heads up of what needs to be involved in order to get mm-hmm. the kitchen of their dreams.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of our old house that we still rent out, and I remember we had to replace a refrigerator, and the refrigerator I got was, I guess it was a standard height today, but it was slightly taller than the older refrigerator that was in there then, and you know, the installers couldn't do anything except drop off the fridge, and there was a valance over as part of the upper cabinet that the fridge just wouldn't fit under, and so I had to find somebody to cut that valance part of the cabinetry in order to make that refrigerator fit.
Exactly.
And that's something that Nancy's husband would do right on the spot.
Right, and you know, a couple of things. I mean, you know, we try to avoid that initially with the salespeople having the knowledge to understand that, you know, washers, dryers, refrigerators, you know, certain appliances aren't standard size. It's kind of that mentality that everything's just, you know, it's standard size. Mm-hmm. So we try to, you know, ask the right questions so that we don't run into a problem, because obviously someone's looking for a refrigerator to be delivered that they don't, you know, we don't shrug our shoulders, but we actually try to be proactive in the beginning. But yeah, we do have that where if something happens when the our in-house installers get out there and it's something they're not capable of doing, that we can get Andy involved almost immediately and he can take care of any of those retrofits that might have to happen.
What are some of the top brands that Swift Appliance carries?
I mean, we carry, you know, it's hard being a salesperson because obviously we carry a ton of different brands. We carry the Whirlpool branded products, which is going to be Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, KitchenAid, Jennair. We do a lot of business with Whirlpool, GE, GE Monogram, the GE Cafe Profile Series, which has been real popular. We're a Bosch dealer as well. We also do the high-end Bosch, the Benchmark Series, which it's has been a, you know, a big seller for us. And as far as, you know, just any other brands, as far as Electrolux, Frigidaire, we are an LG Samsung dealer. So we really have a wide selection of brands that we carry, you know, depending on what a customer is looking for.
Mm-hmm. What's what kinds of trends are you seeing? Like I remember a few years ago, convection ovens, that was the big thing.
Right.
And you could, you know, have restaurant quality meat or whatever you could cook at home. Is there any kind of new bells and whistles that some of these ovens come with these days?
you know, convection is still big. More, you know, with cooking, we're seeing a bigger trend towards induction cooking. Obviously, gas has always been, you know, has always been customers upgrading to gas. But now induction, for those that, you know.
What is induction?
Induction is actually, it doesn't use a radiant element to heat. It uses a magnetic attraction between the pan and the element, so it's going to be much more energy efficient. It'll bring water to substance to a boil faster, about 40% faster than a traditional electric element. So it's safer, more efficient, and the prices have come down, so there's not a huge difference in price. But for some customers, especially here on a liquid propane market, so it's difficult for them to bury a tank, can actually get, productivity of a gas cooktop and an induction cooktop, so that they don't have to look at burying a big tank, but they can use their existing electrical, what's existing to get the performance that they're looking for.
And is that cool to touch?
It cools much quicker. It will have maintained some heat, but nothing like a radiant top,
right,
where you would actually, you know, would burn or scald something if it were touched. But we see a lot with the induction. Obviously, stainless steel is always huge. You look around the showroom and almost everything I have on display is stainless steel.
Is there ever going to be a different finish than stainless steel for appliances in the kitchen?
You know, we do. The manufacturers are coming out with some other things. Black stainless right now. We have some manufacturers that offer black stainless for customers that are looking for something other than stainless. We're always introduced. Whirlpool's coming out with kind of a gold finish. Hasn't been introduced yet into the market. We'll see. You know, usually sometimes if it's a little too out there, it's not a huge hit for us. Stainless is just classic.
Right.
French door refrigeration is big. Everybody wants the freezer on the bottom. They're sick of the side-by-sides. But
what about for like washers and dryers? Is the front-loading washer or the top-loading washer the big thing now?
We do a lot of it, of everything, obviously, but more and more we have customers coming in and they just want to go back to a traditional top loader with an agitator. Mm-hmm. They want the reliability of, you know, something that's going to give them cleanability, that's going to have last. It's not going to require a whole lot of service. You know, they're tired of the front loaders that offer some service calls that they've had. Maybe the top loaders with the high efficiency, they're not cleaning well enough, and they're just going back to the old-fashioned top loader with the agitator.
Mm-hmm.
They're just reliable. Mm-hmm. And then, we do a lot with Speed Queen. That's one of the brands that we carry that, you know, customers are hearing through the internet, which is a huge, you know, facet for customers to get information from. Mm-hmm. Now, servicers, you know, just really, you know, pushing towards that old reliable,
right,
and not all the bells and whistles and humongous capacities, but just something that's going to work and do what it's exactly supposed to do.
More to break down.
It won't break down. Yeah, that's, I know. Nobody wants to have a service call.
Well, how can folks get more information about Swift Appliance?
They can actually look. I mean, we have our website, which is swiftappliancesc.com. They can get on there. They can request a quote if they're too busy. We're open 7 days a week.
Seven days a week.
You can usually find me. We are open. We'll have shorter hours on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But we're available for anyone, you know, and we try to do that knowing that customers have, you know, difficult schedules, and trying to get somewhere from 9 to 5 or 9 mm-hmm. to 6 might be difficult. So we are open 7 days a week. They can call and get some information that way. But, you know, just stop on by. We always have, you know, someone here that would be happy to speak to anyone.
Well, good. Well, we have been talking with Carrie Cobb with Swift Appliance, and thanks so much to Swift Appliance for hosting today's radio show. Thanks, Carrie.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Tom Werner with Charleston Plank Floors. How you doing, Tom?
I am doing fine, Tim. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Tom, take a moment and tell everybody about Charleston Plank Floors.
Charleston Plank Floors has been in business for, we're looking at 12 plus years now. Recently just moved from our old office on Coleman Boulevard to a new office on Coleman Boulevard. Mm-hmm. So right now we're at 767 Coleman. We're in a same, we're in a, more or less of a design center mm-hmm. with Domain Interiors and Classic Kitchens of Charleston. So we're sharing showroom space with them and have some great, wonderful floors there for people to see and hopefully buy. Not only see, but buy. Mm-hmm. That would be the whole purpose of having it there.
Right, right. So Charleston Plank Floors, you folks specialize in dramatic and exotic hardwood flooring such as antique barnwoods, heart pine, wide plank, and hand-scraped flooring. Very, very popular in custom homes.
Exactly. And we also have some other options for folks that, whose homes may not be as custom. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't need to be on Kiowa to be one of our customers, or Sullivan's or Isle of Palms. We do plenty of homes in, you know, Charleston and Mount Pleasant and James Island, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So we do have a good range of options to look for. And you'd be surprised that with some of the pre-finished floors that are out there, you can really get that custom look for a non-custom price. Mm-hmm. So that's we do offer lots for just about anybody.
Does Charleston Plank Floors sell pre-finished floors or the type of flooring that you finish inside your house?
We do both. We have pre-finished options. We have site finish options. We have, you know, some of our barnwoods can be either solid or engineered, and we could have them done either, you know, finished either on site or pre-finished, you know, and it really comes down to what the customer's needs are. Sometimes if it's a remodel and you're living in the home, then pre-finish is probably going to be the less disruptive option. But if you're looking for a specific look, you know, if you want a floor that's, doesn't have any bevels in it and looks like a floor that's been finished on site, well, then you probably want a floor that's going to be finished on site. Mm-hmm. You know, just because the only way to really get that look is to sand everything flat before finishing it. Because if you do pre-finished, you may have some height differences between the boards or subfloor differences that you can only get out by sanding mm-hmm. The floor flat.
I gotcha. What should homeowners keep in mind when purchasing wood floors for their home?
Well, and this really is a topic that you know that customers have in mind, because whether you're in a large custom home or you're purchasing for a townhome that you're renovating, is wood floors are a pretty considerable part of the worth of the home. So there's a big dollar sign that goes with that. Big investment into your home. And it could really change the dynamic or the look of the home with just by renewing your wood floors or replacing your wood floors, taking out carpet, putting in new floors, et cetera. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that the wood floors will respond to the environment that they're placed in. And if that environment changes, then you can expect some changes with the wood floor. That's why before the wood floors get installed, you want them to properly acclimate to the environment they're going to be installed. So if it's a new home, you want to make sure your builder has your heat and AC on for a couple weeks prior to the wood floors being delivered. And then you want you know, that wood floor in there for a period of time. How long that time is depends on how the wood responds and what the moisture level is when it arrived versus where you anticipate it needs to be once it's installed. But another thing, you know, once it is installed and everything's going fine, is, you know, here in Charleston, we have we're a pretty humid climate. In fact, we're a pretty warm, humid climate. So there are some concerns, especially in the summertime, with you know, how moist it is, not only outside but underneath the home, and how that may affect your wood floors. So you need to make sure that if you are experiencing issues with your wood floor, you have to figure out, well, is this a problem with the floor itself, or is there something else going on? 9 times out of 10, there's something else going on.
So if your wood floors are cupping, for example, that's a sign that you might have something going on in the space underneath your floor in the crawl space.
Sure. It's a variety of reasons that could cause that. The most common cause of cupping is moisture coming in from underneath the home. And you have to think of what's happening today with the way that homes are built and also with the air conditioning systems. Years and years ago, your air conditioner, the theory was, well, we'll make this as big as possible and we'll chill the air as quickly as possible so that that compressor is working as little as possible. And what happened was that you took warm, moist air, and you made it cooler, even moister air, because you weren't drawing out the moisture of the air, the water vapor from the air. So in today's systems, it runs longer, it runs slower, but it runs longer, and it's more of a drying out process of the air, so that you're, instead of having 80% humidity in the house, which would cause mold problems and problems with your cabinets and your trim, and also with your wood floors, you're really drawing out that moisture. So it's, you know, instead of 80% humidity in the house in the middle of summer, you're probably in this area 50 to 60%, something like that. And that's great. However, anytime you change one factor of what's going on in the house, it affects others. It's the law of unintended consequences. Mm-hmm. This is especially true if there's a remodel or you're just replacing that unit from an older unit to a more efficient unit. If we're lowering the humidity level inside the home, we're actually increasing the moisture drive coming from underneath the home going up into the house. Because basically what you have, warm, moist air down below with lots of humidity. You have cooler, drier air inside the house with little humidity, and nature just wants to equalize everything. So it goes from high humidity underneath the house to low humidity inside the house, and where that moisture vapor goes is right through the subfloor and right into your wood flooring. And as it enters the wood flooring, it generally goes the bottom first. That expands because wood expands and contracts upon exposure to moisture. And as that expands, that deforms the wood, you know, spreads the wood out on the bottom, and that's what causes your wood to curl up in the cup. Mm-hmm. Cupping itself is only a problem if it's a problem to the homeowner. Mm-hmm. Some people are fine with slight cupping. Other people really do not like that look at all. It is a little bit concerning. But the first thing to do if cupping does happen is to try to figure out what's going on with the house. Mm-hmm. You know, where is this moisture coming from?
Gotcha. We're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you, like, what are some of the top selling floors, types of floors that Charleston Plank Floors is selling these days?
Well, we've always done a lot of our antique woods, antique barn woods, and antique hard pine. But, you know, probably one of our biggest sellers, you know, from day one that we started, our Appalachian hardwoods, especially the walnut and the cherry, are just absolutely beautiful. We can custom hand scrape those. We can pre-seal them. Or somebody could just want to sand and finish them on site. One of the advantages of the walnut and the cherry is that they're a very stable wood. Mm-hmm. So they respond less to the changes in moisture that we have here. So they're more stable. You could go wider with those with, you know, worrying less about how they respond versus something like hickory or oak or some of the other woods out there.
Hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Charleston Plank Floors?
Well, you can give us a call. The number is 843-278-1751. That's 843-278-1751. You can visit our website, which is charlestonplankfloors.com. Also has our, you know, prior name of the business, which is Charleston One Source. So we're same business, just moving forward with the name. Or you can stop by our shop, which is 767 Coleman Boulevard. That's 767 Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And we're in with the Domain Interiors and Classic Kitchens of Charleston.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Tom Werner with Charleston Plank Floors. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Swift Appliance, located at 625 Johnny Dodds Boulevard next to Firehouse Subs and Pivotal Fitness. And now we're talking with Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Tim?
Good. Ken, take a moment and tell everybody about Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens.
Well, Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens is a full-service outdoor kitchen provider. We basically will do everything from outdoor kitchens, the pavers, structure that goes over it, where, you know, fireplaces, fire pits, anything to do with the outdoors we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Very good. You know, when it comes to the outdoor living space, I've always known what I wanted in my backyard, but how it's placed and you know, designing that space has been a challenge to me in the past. How can Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens help a homeowner?
Well, whenever somebody comes into our showroom, they're kind of amazed at how many different options that you have for an outdoor kitchen. We've got five different outdoor kitchen cabinetry lines that we carry. We also have a custom aluminum frame line that we carry that we build in-house. And there's so many different components that you can put into it. You got everything from, you know, grills, you got side burners, you got the big power burners for the big pots. We even have insulated ice coolers that do as an outdoor sink. So we got a lot of neat things. You do our refrigerators, we got ice makers, we carry many lines of those. And, you know, we basically got a lot of things when you come out there and just look at some of the stuff in our showroom, get you thinking about what you really want in your outdoor kitchen.
Mm-hmm. When we were building our house, I had a list of things that I wanted in our backyard. You know, we wanted a swimming pool, we wanted a paver area where the grill would go, we wanted a fire pit. But we didn't know how it would all fit. So if I took that list to Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, would you folks be able to design my backyard for me?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've got a design staff. We'll be glad to meet with you, come to your house, work with you, give you the whole design, and then focus on what's the most important thing for you to do in steps. I mean, a lot of people, you know, they'll put the pool in, the outdoor kitchen comes right behind the pool.
Gotcha. So, you know, your trade is outdoor kitchens and grills, but you're kind of crossing into some other trades. So you would be able to help with the hardscapes.
Yeah, we do the hardscape as well. We got the pavers we can do. We do the fire pits. We can do the gas or wood. We also have the outdoor fireplaces. We got several different ways we can construct those as well.
Nice. And what kinds of projects are you working on? Can you think of any that are really, you know, noteworthy in your mind?
Oh, we're doing several jobs, kitchens right now at Kiowa, and there's just going to be some amazing kitchens when we're finished with them.
Hmm.
Got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, to describe them a little bit.
Well, basically, we've got one that's going out there that's right on the ocean, and it's going to have, yeah, the cabinetry is going, it's basically the wherever cabinet, which is a high-density polyethylene, and they match the color of the exterior to the cabinets, so it all just kind of flows in together, and it's a very neat kitchen, and it's basically going to have your grills, your refrigeration, under-counter lighting. I mean, it looks just like an indoor kitchen that's made for the outdoors.
Nice. And so you mentioned the outdoor cabinets that Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen sells. These are quite different from the cabinets that people find inside their house.
Oh, absolutely. They're made to take the weather outdoors. I mean, we got a high-density polyethylene. We have a high-density resin, which is called Nature Cast, that we do. And we also have a new line we've just taken on called Trex Outdoor Living.
Hmm.
So it kind of matched the Trek decking now with the cabinetry.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the grills, the brands of grills and smokers that Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen sells?
Well, we're basically, all of our stainless steel grills basically are mid-range to high-end. And, you know, we carry the Fire Magic, we carry Alfresco, we carry Twin Eagles, we've got a new grill line called Heston, we got DCS, we got Lynx, we got Tech, and then each one of those usually has a second tier, which would be a less expensive price, like the Alfresco has Artisan, Fire Magic has AOG, you know, Twin Eagles has Delta Heat, Lynx has Sedona. So most of our grill lines has that. Plus, we also carry the Big Green Egg, which is another big seller right now. Mm-hmm. Most of the kitchens that we do, we incorporate both a gas grill and a ceramic charcoal grill in as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm about 54. I think I've had about 5 or 6 grills in my lifetime since I got out of school. And how long will some of the grills that you could buy at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen last?
The grills that we got on display have minimum warranties on their burners starting at 15 years. A lot of them go to lifetime. A lot of our grills that we have lifetime warranties on the stainless steel housing, and some of the components that go in them. So, I mean, we've got, and these grills get much hotter than the grills that you can buy at the big box stores.
Mm-hmm. Basically, I've been buying disposable grills.
Disposable grills probably last you anywhere from 2 to 5 years.
Right.
And, most of these grills here should last you, 15 years and above.
It's you get what you pay for, basically.
That is correct.
Right? Interesting. And is the cost a lot greater for one of these grills that you might get at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen compared to the big box stores?
The cost is considerably more than what you get at the big box stores. And, we probably start at twice. Well, not twice, but close to twice of what you can buy at the big box stores. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got grills starting in the, $1,500 range going all the way to $10,000. Mm.
Gotcha. And the Big Green Eggs, those are still pretty affordably priced, aren't
they? Yeah, we got those priced out. Big Green Egg only lets us sell them at a certain price, and we usually, are having sales during special events that will give us the minimum price that Big Green Egg will let me sell them for.
Mm, okay.
So we're very competitive on the Big Green Egg. We carry all the accessories. We got just about every accessory in stock that Big Green Egg has. And so that makes it very convenient for somebody.
If you've never used a Big Green Egg, is there a big learning curve?
No, it's very easy. I mean, you can pretty much anything you want to cook on the Big Green Egg, all you got to do is Google it, and it'll give you several different recipes. And how long you need to cook it at what temperature.
So
Very easy.
You can grill, you can use a Big Green Egg like a traditional grill and grill hot and fast. You can do the low and slow. What I find really interesting is the homemade pizza that you can do on a Big Green Egg.
Oh, man, the pizza is just unbelievable. You get the Green Egg pizza stone, you put the pizza on it, and get your grill up to about 650 degrees, 6.5 minutes, your pizza's done. And, I mean, it's just like a wood-fired pizza. It's great.
Nice. Well, how can folks get more information about Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens?
Well, you can stop by our showroom, which is located at 1000 Johnny Dodds Boulevard in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. You can go to our website at palmettooutdoorkitchens.com. Click on the info link. And we also can be reached by phone at 843-216-0006, and we're also opening a store in Bluffton, South Carolina, which will be opening the first week of July. We're going to be located inside of the Timeless Interiors Design Center on Bluffton Parkway, so that's an expansion for us as well.
That's great. Congratulations on that. And one last thing, if someone talked to Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens today and wanted to get an outdoor kitchen started right away, how soon could you folks get started?
Well, we could get started immediately getting the prep done. If you order cabinetry, it takes a couple weeks to get the cabinets in. You get one of our aluminum frames, we can pretty much start that immediately manufacturing. So we could get you going as soon as you're ready to get started.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. Thanks so much, Ken.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Swift Appliance, located at 625 Johnny Dodds Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with interior designer Lauren Messina with Lauren Messina Interior Design. How you doing, Lauren?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Lauren, take a moment and tell everybody about Lauren Messina Interior Design.
We are a residential interior design firm based out of Mount Pleasant, and I do a lot of renovation and new construction homes in Mount Pleasant, downtown Kiowa Island, and kind of the surrounding areas. So we get around the whole Charleston area. Mm-hmm. So we do everything from, you know, helping with interior and exterior specifications for new build projects, as well as the decor side, too. So mm-hmm. it's very multifaceted, you know, with interior design. So right. we kind of do it all.
You know, anybody who has worked with an interior designer in the past wouldn't think about building a new home or doing a big renovation without an interior designer.
Correct. Yes. Yes.
Because they've kind of had the experience of what it's like to work with an interior designer and all of the advantages that an interior designer brings to the table. But what about what do you have to say? What's your message to all of those people out there who have never worked with an interior designer before?
The first thing I would say is we are probably the opposite of what you think. We are actually here not to shop and spend your money, but actually help you save money, especially when it comes to something like a renovation or a new build. One of my ultimate goals is to make sure that I'm worth my weight in gold, and also that I'm helping my clients to avoid costly mistakes. You know, it just takes one wall in the wrong spot, or, you know, a paint color that has to be repainted a few years later, or a durable carpet that can definitely add up. Mm-hmm. So that's a big factor, mm-hmm. definitely.
Saving the homeowner from making a mistake.
Yes, and I also hope that it's a fun experience with them, and that I help them sleep a little more at night, mm-hmm. because it is, building and renovating a home is a very big project, and I keep my clients organized with a specification binder. They can always reference it to see, you know, what's being selected in every room and what they have left. There's no questions that are unanswered, and those are the things that do keep you up at night. Mm-hmm. So just knowing that you have someone on your team that's there to help throughout the process and help with work with their builder is a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me an example of maybe how you you as an interior designer helped a homeowner avoid a mistake?
I think one of the biggest things lately was just probably tile layout. I have a client that wanted to do a particular tile, and I promised her, I said, this is not the direction you want to go, I promise you. And a few times before, she didn't listen to me and went back on it. So this time she listened, and the best thing she said last week, because we're wrapping up a new build project, and she said, thank goodness that you told me to go this way, because I think probably in a year I would have ripped it out. So, I mean, it just things like that. And, you know, the initial, you know, for a renovation, I look at a plan, or even a new build plan, I look at the plan and help to ask those questions that may not have been asked. Do you really need all this closet floor space? You know, what if we took it and did a linear closet instead, and then you're getting more space, and this is a catch-all? And so things like that, that you don't necessarily know that you're saving money yet, but later down the road, they're ultimately happier with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would imagine that that there's kind of a point or a moment when you recognize that the homeowner has bought into trusting you.
Yeah.
Like, up to that point, you might be sort of proving yourself or feeling like you're proving yourself to the homeowner. through little things that you're helping them with. But at some point, they just kind of they say they're all in that you know I trust her completely.
And that's when the project gets really fun. And I think that's when we start working really well together. And because it does take time, as with anybody you work with. And my goal is for the end of the project, it not to be just, you know, an ex-client or an old client. Typically, my clients are my friends after the project, and I'm part of the family sometimes. So, you know, it is, you have to build that trust. And then afterwards, it's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you really are going to get a better outcome by working with an interior designer than you would on your own.
Yes.
And there's probably things that, I know this for a fact, that there are things that a homeowner will end up with that they just never would have thought of on their own had you not been involved.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you definitely want some unexpected elements in there. And I do, I like to travel and see new things. And that's one thing I love to see, you know, the latest and greatest and bring that to my clients and bring things that are unexpected to them and maybe push them a little too on things. I had a client and I told her I would love for her doors, the door panels to be black. And I think her husband looked at me like I was crazy. And I showed them pictures. I really worked with them for a few weeks. I just knew that it was going to look amazing in that long white hallway and really break the space up. And now it's their favorite part of the renovation are the black doors. So, and she told me yesterday, I would have never, ever done that. But it's our favorite part. So that's always fun, too.
Yeah. Working with an interior designer, and this is a warning to our listeners, can be addictive.
Because, it's true.
Because you, you know, you might call Lauren Messina Interior Design to help with maybe some paint colors, picking out some paint colors to make sure that, you know, everything flows within your house. And then you start asking interior designer Lauren Messina some questions about this or that. And then at some point that homeowner just can't live without you, doesn't want to make a decision without Lauren Messina Interior Design.
It's kind of a domino effect,
right?
Definitely. And sometimes I don't want to leave the client too. So, you know, there's so many fun projects ahead in that house. And so I kind of become invested too and want to see it.
Well, everybody has this impression. And I think a lot of it comes from like watching some of the shelter programs on TV, HGTV and so forth, where, you know, in a matter of 30 minutes, you go from, you know, the start of a renovation where they're always, you know, you see them with the sledgehammers to the end of the 30-minute show and everything's perfect. And you just assume that I'm spending X amount of dollars to build a new house or to renovate my house. If I'm willing to spend this money, then, hey, the outcome is going to be great, right? It's guaranteed. It's going to be a guaranteed great outcome, but it really isn't.
No, there's
guaranteed.
So many moving parts and so many processes that have to go right. It's like, you know, an orchestra. If the violin isn't working, then it doesn't sound right. There's so many parts, and I really try to do a good job of facilitating everything and making sure that everything is working the way they need to. But it isn't a TV show, definitely not. And lots can go wrong, mm-hmm. But my goal is to be two steps ahead, you know, already thinking, okay, if this goes wrong, what are our options? And bring it to my clients instead of them having to worry about, you know, what are we going to do now? So
what do you say to homeowners that want to buy a lot of stuff for their new construction or renovation on the internet?
Oh gosh. Well, first off, you know, you may think it's a good deal to buy something on the internet, but I always say you're not only buying the product, you're buying the people behind the product. You're also buying the people who are selling you that product. you know, you may be paying a little bit more to go local, but if you're going local and there's an issue with that product, you can call them, you can go into the showroom, they immediately have your back, they're doing everything for you. A lot of times online too, you just never know where it's coming from or why it's that inexpensive. There's a particular fabric company I work with a lot, and sometimes my clients will go online and see the pricing and it's a little bit lower, and I found out that actually a lot of the fabric is defected or there's something wrong with it, or so you just never know. And at least local, you know, you always want to support your local businesses, but also at least locally too, you have that support staff there for you whenever you need them, you know, helping coordinate delivery and helping with any issues, and there are always issues, so it's good to have that, you know, peace of mind.
I always think about my aunt and uncle who live in New York State, and so I can talk about them and they'll never know, but they had renovated their kitchen, and my aunt really wanted an island, and so she bought an island online, and my poor uncle, you know, assembled this whole thing, and it turned out it was way too big for the space.
Oh no.
And, you know, if my aunt had been working with Lauren Messina Interior Design, she would have asked, will this island work? And you would have said, no, you're not going to have any space. It's going to cut the aisle space, and it's going to be very awkward looking. And but you know what? They bought it, they assembled it, and they're living with it. And
oh, no, they are.
Well, hey, they went to all that trouble and expense, and darn it, they're going to keep it.
Oh, my goodness. So I would have popped it in a floor plan really quick, and that would have been probably a five-minute...
$2,000, you know, online island mistake.
So yeah, it happens a lot.
If you know, there's a reason you don't cut your own hair.
Correct.
You have a professional help you out with that so that they can look your...
Or build your
best,
own house.
Or build your own house. You know, definitely I encourage everyone to seek the help of an interior designer when building a new house or renovating an existing home. And we can see your work not only on your website, but also one of our sister websites, which is tryaninteriordesigner.com. And you can find Lauren Messina's work on tryaninteriordesigner.com and search by room. And how else can they see Lauren Messina's work?
They can go to laurenmessinadesign.com. And all of my social media handles are on there. I'm really big on Instagram. Instagram stories, you can kind of see day by day what I'm doing. That's kind of the fun part because people can see kind of the guts of all the projects. So that's a lot of fun. And, you know, my website and, and all my information's on there.
How about a phone number?
My office number is 843-214-4157. And you can call me there anytime as well.
All right. Well, if you want a better outcome for your project, definitely work with an interior designer like Lauren Messina Interior Design. Well, we have been talking with interior designer Lauren Messina with Lauren Messina Interior Design. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks so much.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Swift Appliance, located at 625 Johnny Dodds Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Flood Vents. How you doing, Zach?
I'm great, Tim. How about you?
Good. Zach, take a moment and tell everybody about Smart Vent Flood Vents.
Yep. Well, Smart Vent, we do overall flood mitigation, then we sell flood protection products, primarily Smart Vent engineered foundation flood vents. We've been doing it for over 15, 16 years, 100% American-made products. We actually manufacture them here in South Carolina in Anderson, which I don't think we've even talked about before. Not in Anderson, not that we're here in Anderson now, but that we manufacture them in South Carolina, which is pretty cool. But we make engineered flood vents. You know, there's multiple different types of venting you can use if you live in a floodplain for your enclosed areas like a crawl space or garage. But our vents are certified engineered through the ICCES, and that kind of makes us who we are.
What is a flood vent? Where will people find flood vents?
Yep. So flood vents or some sort of flood opening are required on any and every enclosed area below the base flood elevation, which is typically going to be below your first living floor in a home. But examples of that, like I was just mentioning, crawl spaces, full height enclosure. If you have your first living floor over your garage or like a storage room, any enclosure like that, you're required to have some sort of venting if you live in a floodplain, an A zone or a V zone. And the reason for that is to equalize what's called hydrostatic pressure. Basically, when there's a flood, the water coming, rushing down the street, what have you, doesn't care that your home is there. It wants to just plow right through it. So the only way to mitigate that damage is to have flood openings to let the water kind of flow through your crawl space or whatever enclosed area that may be to take the pressure off of your foundation.
How does Smart Vent foundation flood vents differ from maybe the vents that people might have in their house right now? That
typical
just have,
air vents
have like those are more like air vents.
Yeah, most of the time. So you like there are some codes that require actual air vents for air ventilation, but a lot of times what happens is people use these cheap plastic air vents as flood vents that, and they put them within 12 inches of grade, and then the you know common denominator, if you will, with all of these what FEMA classifies as non-engineered openings, which are just normal foundation vents or normal air vents, they all have a mesh screen on the back. And what happens with the mesh screen during a flood is debris is a fact of flood. Water ripping down the street picks up any and everything in its path, pine cones, leaves, pine straw, what have you, and then that gets packed on that mesh screen. Then the water can't get in there to equalize, which kind of defeats the whole purpose of building code requiring the vents in the first place. Whereas Smart Vent actually has a little float inside, and the water, just the rise of the flood water lifts that float up. Then you have multiple openings, fully exposed openings for that water and debris to pass through. And then when the flood's gone, they're shut back up.
And these are, I've got Smart Vent foundation flood vents on my house, and they're stainless steel.
Yep, 316 marine grade stainless steel. It's actually Pennsylvania steel, and then again, we manufacture them 100% in the U.S., in South Carolina, in Anderson. So it's close to here, and being that we're in South Carolina, it's been a big deal.
And they've never opened. They've never had to open.
Right, never had to.
Because we haven't had a flood near our house. But if there was a flood, the vent itself, it has a float that detects the water and will automatically open, and
right.
Then when the waters recede, it'll close again?
Yep. Yeah, so there's like two little floats, if anyone's ever seen a Smart Vent, or if people have them, or if they look at pictures. On each side of the door on the vent itself, there's little kind of slits running up the sides. Inside of those slits are two floats, and they basically sit down in a little groove, holding it in place so rodents can't crawl inside. Then when flood water comes up about halfway on those little slits, the float's going to lift up, unlocking the door, and then the door basically hinges whichever way the water's going. Mm-hmm. So just the rise of the water is going to open it up.
And the big thing with the reason that flood vents are required is if you've got a wall of water that's coming toward your house, if the water doesn't have anywhere to go, like through a flood vent, it can take out your foundation, take out your house, and then your house is going to be in a lot of big trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Just so I've been using the comparison recently. Everyone knows, you know, how heavy like a 24 case of water is, and the water bottles aren't a foot high, but let's just say they're about a foot high. And imagine a foot of that water all the way around your foundation. Literally, what happens is all the weight of that water is applied directly on your foundation. So imagine how heavy, you know, imagine your house and going all the way around it with a bunch of 24 bags of water, and how heavy that would be and how much pressure is actually on that wall. So you have to have somewhere to relieve that pressure. The smart vents open up, allow that water to rush in and get out at the same time, therefore taking all the pressure off your foundation.
Yeah, and, you know, you want smart vent foundation flood vents in your house for that one time when you're going
right.
to need it.
Right. Hopefully you never have a flood, but the one time that you, if you do, the vents are going to work. We have a proven track record. And I think, again, being made in America, we get that quality assurance, and we're not sending anything overseas. We've got the full quality control, and, you know, knock on wood, but, you know, our vents don't fail. They work every time, and that's why we've been a flood vent company for this long.
But one of the biggest advantages that I've found as a homeowner is because they're closed all the time until there's a flood event, it keeps out mice and bugs.
For sure. And being that they're marine-grade stainless steel, you're not going to have raccoons and mice chewing through it like most of those regular foundation vents or any other product out there that's made of plastic or rubber or what have you. they can chew through that. Marsh rats can get through anything. I mean, they'll chew through the wood, but they're not going to chew through metal.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, how can Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents help builders and architects?
All right, yeah. So, you know, now the building codes are getting very pretty restrictive, and they're leaning towards making everyone use engineered flood vents on their home if they're in the floodplain, just because those old air vents, you know, they've been proven to not work, the foundation vents, right? So we've kind of have this new program. It's called FISBA, Flood Zone Builder Alliance Program. And basically all it is for builders is just plan review. So if they don't build a lot in the floodplain, or if they do and they don't, maybe they don't feel like dealing with the, you know, the getting kickbacks from the permitting office, or they just want to have somebody else take over the flood, or just to have a second pair of eyes looking over the plans to make sure everything's FEMA compliant, we can do that. So builders, on the builder side of it, they send us the plans, we review it, make sure everything's FEMA compliant. Same thing kind of goes with the architects. We work more with them on doing general takeoffs as far as the floodproofing design element, and that can be for commercial or residential. And then for both of those professionals, our flood insurance comes into play as well. Being that we own our own insurance company, we can actually provide them with a pre-construction flood insurance quote based on the pre-construction elevation certificate, which is what a surveyor fills out. So that's a big benefit for their clients to be able to say, either for the architect, that he's designed a property that is FEMA compliant and that's going to be flood resilient and safer during a flood, and his clients are going to get the lowest possible flood insurance premiums. And then same thing for the builder, who's going to say, I'm going to build this home, or I build homes that are FEMA compliant, that are going to be more flood resilient and safer during a flood, and my clients are going to get the lowest possible flood insurance premium. So really what we're trying to do is not just offer a product with SmartVent, which is the best flood vent out there, period, but we really want to be like the one-stop shop for everything flood-related. We want to be more so of a resource than anything else. Come to us with any FEMA flood, what have you, you know, whether it's building code related, anything flood related, we want to be the one-stop shop for any sort of professional in the building industry, and that's why we've got this plan review.
We're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you about the flood risk evaluator that Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents can help homeowners with, because someone might be buying an existing home that's in a floodplain, and it might be a bit of a surprise when they get a quote on their flood insurance.
Right.
And by adding some of these Smart Vent Foundation flood vents, that can lower your flood insurance quite a bit.
For sure. You know, there's multiple things that contribute to high flood insurance costs, and non-adequate or non-compliant venting is one of the top reasons. What FRE is, Flood Risk Evaluator, is a service to help homeowners lower their flood insurance quickly. Flood insurance is strictly based off of an elevation certificate. Everybody on our staff is a certified floodplain manager, so we're able to do elevation certificate reviews, and we can find out all of the non-compliancy issues, which are what are driving the homeowner's flood insurance to be a high flood insurance premium. Then we can tell them each and every single possible scenario for them to lower their flood insurance, which mitigation steps to take. And then since we own our own insurance company, we can tell them exactly how much their insurance is going to reduce and exactly what the new premium is going to be. So we can show them every step to take to lower it and exactly how much it's going to lower by before they actually spend any money on the mitigation that we recommend. And then most of the time, you know, installing smart vents is going to be one of the things they have to do, and that's going to help them drastically reduce their insurance.
And how much does a smart vent foundation flood vent cost?
Well, you know, we don't sell them direct to the homeowners, but there's multiple different stocking dealers in the Charleston area. If they were to just go on smartvent.com, they can go on our locator tab and type in wherever they live, and then they'll get a nearest dealer to them.
It's a couple $300?
Our MSRP is around $200, but they cover 200 square feet. You get a 15-year product warranty on them, the proven track record. You know, and again, if you're talking about resale value, if they got smart vents on their home, you know, it's going to be a lot easier to sell around here than if you got some other vent where your insurance is going to be higher.
What was that website again for Smart Vent?
Yep. Smartvent.com. And then you can go for FRE, you can go to yourfloodrisk.com. Smartvent.com and yourfloodrisk.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. Thanks so much, Zach.
Thanks, Sam. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do or say to home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday.